KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Finance MEC Francois Rogers says his department is exploring a plan to make the Zulu royal family more self-sufficient.
If we can get into the export beef market, gains traction, people start understanding we have a king in KwaZulu-Natal. There's a fantastic history around the king, dating back to King Shaka. Those are things that we need to explore.
Earlier this month, the provincial government cut the royal budget by 2 million rand to 77 million. Speaking to Newswatch, Rogers says that he's had conversations with King Misuzulu to create an economic generation model that capitalizes on cattle farms in Zululand. He says it's based on the model of Botswana.
Botswana is very similar to Zululand in that it's rural, and a lot of small-scale and emerging farmers run cattle on their farms, and those cattle are then taken to feedlots, they're fattened, and there's a process of slaughtering and packing the meat. That meat is then exported to the European Union, 90-odd percent of it. Now, you imagine if we had a system like that, the meat would then be processed under the emblem of the king. We could make the royal household more self-sustainable, and we could be marketing the king.
Now, Rogers says this model will help increase revenue in KZN and also help bolster small-scale beef farmers. Meanwhile, President Cyril Ramaphosa says the government's put in place measures to support the agricultural sector, especially black farmers. During a Q&A session in Parliament, the president acknowledged that the concentration of ownership and market access limits the country's economic potential.
It suppresses agricultural output and undermines growth and job creation. It also perpetuates the historical injustice of land dispossession. The Agriculture and Agro-Processing Master Plan is an important instrument to address this challenge. The Master Plan aims to build an agriculture and agro-processing sector that is inclusive.
Please be advised that the following story will upset some listeners as it contains details of violence against women. A Limpopo farm owner and his two employees are expected to apply for bail today following their arrests for the murders of two women. This after the grisly discovery of their remains in a pigsty on the owner's property last week. The NPA spokesperson in Limpopo, Mashudu Malabi Dzangi, says the woman had gone to collect expired food when they were shot.
The Limpopo farmer Zakaria Johannes Olifair and his two employees, Andrean Rudolph Devet and William Mosora, will appear in Mangweng Magistrate Court for allegedly killing and feeding two women to pigs. The victim who was with them managed to survive.
And finally, a miniature lab built by scientists in the UK will fly to the moon in search of ice. Prosper will process samples gathered by Prospect, the first European probe due to land on the surface by 2028. The aim of the mission is to answer questions surrounding water presence on the moon and whether it will be accessible for future human-led missions. A recap of our lead story, Finance MEC Francois Rogers says his department is exploring a plan to make the Zulu royal family more self-sufficient. That's it from the East Coast Radio News Watch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.